Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is our 273rd episode of the show. Really do appreciate you listening. I know you've got a lot of podcasting opportunities to listen to out there, so thanks for tuning in. I hope you and your family and your friends all continue to be safe. I also hope you get a chance to get out there and do something creative this week, get a chance to recharge your creative juices and creative batteries. I wanted to talk this week about something, and I talked about Susan Sontag's On Photography years ago, probably in the first year of this podcast. But I wanted to talk about something that was in her essay on photography, because one of the things she talks about there is the observational nature of photography. And she says, quote, "Photography is essentially an act of non-intervention." And while I do think there are times where we attempt to make photography about non-intervention, particularly if we're first getting started and we're nervous about approaching people or a situation, we might stand back at a significant distance and photograph with a telephoto lens, or maybe we take a photograph and the subject matter becomes so small in the frame because we are afraid to actually get close enough to the subject to actually make an interesting photograph. But I really wanted to challenge the notion of that photography is non-intervention, because I think that photography has an opportunity to be both, but I don't think it at its essence is necessarily non-intervention. It doesn't mean that we don't have an interaction. It doesn't mean that we're not participating in the things we're photographing. It doesn't mean that we don't care about the things we're photographing in. One of the hallmarks of elevating your photography and elevating your ability to create photographs that are meaningful to you is your ability to impart who you are into that photograph, that narrative story element that you want to convey into the photograph. And no matter what genre you select, no matter what form of communication you attempt to say in photography, once you have something to say, it is no longer an act of non-intervention. At that point, you are attempting to communicate something. You're attempting to say something about the situation we're in. Even as a landscape photographer, even as a portrait photographer, a wedding photographer, no matter what it is, there is something that is important to you about that thing that you're photographing. You have built some level of relationship to that. You've built some sort of connection to that, and you're attempting to share back to us, the viewer of the photograph, what that is, what that position is, what that belief is, what that concept is. You are attempting to create an engagement with us. We can't be engaged if we're not attempting to intervene. The intervention comes from us actually being involved, being connected. The other thing that photographs do, the other thing that photography does, is it allows us to build upon one of the unique characteristics of the photograph. You'll oftentimes hear people talk about how in photography, they stand on the shoulders of the person that came before them. They're influenced by all the photography and the medium they've seen. I would pile onto that basically everything they've seen and experienced, whether it's conversations, people, thoughts, ideas, dreams, movies, books, whatever it is, we're influenced all the time into that culmination of that photographic event. But photographs themselves are intertwined into the other photographic history we've seen. And by photographic history, I mean all of the images you've looked at to this point in your life. That amalgamation and swirling of all of those allows for a thread to be pulled that connects one photograph to another. It allows us to say, wow, these have some level of relationship. These have some level of connection. There's something about these that makes them interesting. There's something about understanding why one photograph and another photograph relate, even though they're seemingly disparately different. The reason I wanted to bring that up is I think one of the things that's important when we look at how we photograph and what we photograph, that's one aspect of that narrative. But how we respond to the things we see in the photograph is another angle or aspect of that narrative. We can be heavily influenced and heavily impacted by the photographs we see. It can shift positions. It can shift ideas. It can shift thoughts. There are a number of essays on photography that talk about the impact of photography, particularly around the Vietnam War and the impact the imagery out of Vietnam from those images and from those movies had on the American psyche as it related to the war in Vietnam. It's also had an impact on civil unrest, civil rights movements. All sorts of different aspects have been impacted because of the photographs that have been taken. They allow a collective conscience to develop around things that we see, things that we potentially wouldn't experience on our own. And I think that's one of the things that's interesting as you approach your photography And as you look at other photography, how are you impacted by the events you see? Are you impacted when you see the photographs that are coming out of the race-fueled protests that are happening in America right now around social injustice, or looking at certain aspects of maybe the sex trade, or maybe you're looking at some other photograph around even just the happiness of a birthday party? Whatever it is, we are materially altered and impacted by the photographs we see. And I think that's one of the reasons why I struggle so much with the notion that Sontag presents, that photography is a non-intervention act. By taking that photograph, by sharing that photograph, we have said that there is, in fact, a stake in the ground that I want you to have a reaction. I want you to respond to the photograph. Most of the photographers I work with will say that during a critique or during the sharing of their work, the thing they dread the most is not that somebody won't like their photograph. It's that they won't care at all about their photographs. They become completely blasé to the experience. There's no real connection to the work. At least if you can get somebody angry about your photograph, you know they're engaged with the work. That engagement, by definition, has caused some level of interaction or intervention with the work. As you create and think about your work, like even landscape photography, even if you're out taking beautiful photographs of the landscape, on some level, that means something to you. Now, it might mean that you believe in the sanctity of the natural world. It might mean you believe these places need to be preserved. It might mean that you think it's great for people to get outside and reconnect with the broader universe. Who knows what your reason is for doing it, but there's something there that even in a landscape, something that has been photographed thousands and millions and billions of times, that you connect with, that you want to share and talk about. So even if it doesn't seem on the surface as if it has some sort of message or some sort of political message, on some level that probably is there. If you're a landscape photographer, you probably do have some concerns for the environment or conservation or the way we respond to treating the natural world. You may see there's a beauty there, or an interest there. You may find that maybe we don't have control over the natural world. Maybe we're subjected to the nature's ability to respond to us, and our time is limited on the planet, and you want to appreciate whatever's there. It doesn't really matter what the message is. It's the fact that you have one to share. By making that statement, by making that decision, you have inevitably taken yourself down the path of having a conversation about whether or not what you have photographed and what you've shared is meaningful, significant, or important. And at the time we're thinking about photographs, one of the things that we hear a lot in the criticism of work, and when you look at photography in the context of the critical aspect of photography, you know, in many ways, probably in a more academic sense for some people, but when we look at how photography is looked at in the context of history and photo history, one of the things that we look at is, what is that messaging and how does it reflect the times and society that it's in? How does it mark itself against the other type of photography that is going on? And how is that photography representative of the concepts and ideas and experiences that society as a whole is going through? So while some of you are now rolling your eyes in the back of your head saying that's academic speak, I think it's important for people to actually take time to read and think about that, because one of the things it forces us to do is take a critical eye at our photography. It forces us to look at the photography we're looking at and establish this notion of non-intervention. Is the photography we're looking at truly just there for no purpose at all? Or was there some reason behind that photograph? Is it attempting to communicate something or share something? So while we look at photographs, while we examine photographs, I think that contextualization becomes important, because one of the things about photography is it is a snap of history. And even if it's just your history, it's your experience of a particular event. And given the way we share photographs today is so much different than how it was before. You know, until 1907, we didn't really have a way to share photographs until they created the phototelegraph, and they could actually transmit photographs over the telegraph system. We didn't have an easy way of sharing photographs. And you think about today, you think about an event that happens within seconds of that event happening. It's posted into not just regular media, but social media, instant feeds, people's cameras all over the world are sharing that information. So we're getting photographs in a high speed, highly malleable medium that allows us to really contextualize a lot of events in near real time, even if we're not participating in them. That impact of that photograph, the impact of the images that are shown, the selection of those images that is shown, can really shape our experience of how we perceive what is happening. So as we think about getting involved in our photography, making more meaningful photographs, I think part of what we have to decide is what is that stake in the ground that says who we are and what story do we want to tell? And then are we in fact communicating that? Sometimes that requires us to take risk and photograph things that are out of our comfort zone. Or maybe it requires us to do a little self-examination of really what are the core values we're attempting to communicate and we want to share, and are those reflected in our photography? I know for a lot of photographers, when they look at their work, they don't necessarily see or connect with their own images the way they do other images. And it might be that the way those other photographs are made, the way you connect with them, is different because that's not what you would photograph. So you're getting to experience an emotional response to things you would not normally photograph or things you would not normally participate in, but it allows you to formulate and make decisions. And maybe those decisions and maybe those other photographs are what allow you to feel like you're more participative in the action. Maybe they actually invoke in you a call to action to volunteer somewhere, maybe to show up to a demonstration, maybe to vote a certain way, maybe to donate to a local food bank, maybe it's to spend time with the elderly. Who knows what it is, but that photograph makes you change your behavior. It makes you realize that just sitting around thinking about what you should do is not enough and that you actually need to engage in a more meaningful way. That engagement makes photography an intervention. It is the visual scene of something that then made you do something else. Can't be a non-intervention event, because we are actually intervening in the experience. Whether we're the photographer creating the photograph and making the decision about point of view, subject matter, story, and narrative, or we're moved to do something based on the imagery. We're moved to pick up the phone. We're moved to pat somebody on the back and tell them they're doing a good job. Whatever it is, the photograph sometimes is the thing that causes us to move forward. It causes us to make the decision to be a different person tomorrow than we were today. So I don't agree at all with what Susan Sontag said in the grand scheme of photography, that it's an act of non-intervention. Because while it is observational, and there are photographers who have attempted to make themselves not present at all in the world they see, by definition, what they photograph is there to invoke a response. So just by seeing the photograph makes it something of a non-intervention. So as you think about your own photographs, if you think about making your own photographs, I would encourage you to think about that experience of what does intervention mean, non-intervention mean. And also, particularly as you think about what's going on in the world today, and you think about some of the photographs you're seeing and how you're responding to those, and what you think of those photographs, and how you relate to those photographs, and how those conversations come up with you in those photographs. Whether you agree with the photograph, whether you agree with the situation or not, you are being impacted by that photograph. And to spend the time to figure out why is it that you're responding the way you are, not out of a knee-jerk response reaction, but really from a deep sort of thinking aspect about why are you responding the way you are? What is it about that that is truly impacting you? Because that is a significant photograph. It's forcing you into that conversation. It's forcing you into that space to think about those things. And from that, you'll realize that your ability to act, your ability to respond could be greatly enhanced, could be with significant more awareness because of the impact of that photograph. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get a chance to get out there and do something creative. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me this week on the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget, if you change podcast platforms, we're up on all the major podcast platforms of choice. So have a great week, and I'll see you next time.